Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A student from Norway is furthering her education at Pella High School. Let's go in-depth with Frida Holman from Norway and Cecilia McLeod with Education First High School Exchange Year from Pella. Cecilia, tell me a little bit about your organization.
EF High School Exchange Year is a educational foreign exchange program. We bring students over from 13 countries right now. They come over to improve their English, to learn about living in an American family, and just American culture and that sort of thing. It helps the students when they go back home a lot of times in what they want to do in the future because they've improved their English.
Do you work to place students from local communities in other countries too?
We do not have the same kind of program that we have here, but we do have like language schools, and there are like summer tours. In fact, a lot of our high schools actually do EF summer tours and go to different countries.
And you and your husband have hosted a great number of students, haven't you?
Frida's number 14.
Number 14?
Yep.
And when did you start doing that?
1996.
And where have the students come from?
Indonesia, Japan, Taiwan, Thailand, Germany, Norway. I think that's all. Oh, no, Chile and Colombia.
Okay, 14. All right. That's great. That's wonderful. I bet you've learned a lot.
We have. And it's fun to learn about the other cultures. It's really fun when they know how to cook and come over and cook Norwegian food or whatever.
Are you a good cook, Frida?
I'm decent. I know, like, a lot of stuff on how to make that stuff. So, yeah.
My mom's side of the family is from Norway, and we make something called kringles.
Oh, those are good. Those are really good.
Is that really a Norwegian dish?
It depends where you are from the country. Like, that's kind of more down south, so.
Yeah, Grandma used to make kringles every year. It was at Christmas time, and they're sort of like a cookie shaped like a pretzel. Have you had them?
Yeah, we have them every Christmas.
Isn't that interesting? Well, good. Are you a good kringle maker?
No. I leave that to my mom.
Are you enjoying your time here in Iowa, in Pella?
Yeah, I love it here. I really do.
What do you like about it? What do you love about it?
I really like the people, because people are super outgoing and stuff, and I love to talk, so that's really nice. I really like that school spirit is a big thing here, and it's like the experience itself I like. It's like everything.
How is it different from home?
People are not as outgoing as here. You kind of have to know people first. But here, everybody talks to everybody, so that's nice.
Well, maybe that's a little bit of small town, too.
Well, I tell her the Midwest is generally pretty friendly, but Pella's been a great town for having a student. Everybody is really receptive of her, and she's made lots of really great friends and been involved in a lot of stuff at school.
Well, and where in Norway did you grow up and do you live?
Trondheim.
And is that a big city, small town?
I like live outside a city, so where I live is like 3,000 people, and then I have to go to school in another town, which is 21,000 or something.
Okay, but you're a small town girl too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Frida Holman from Norway and Cecilia McLeod with Education First High School Exchange Year from Pella.
Has anything surprised you about Pella, about America, Iowa?
Everybody lick their fingers all the time.
People lick their fingers?
Yes. See, we don't do that. And I was like, why are everybody licking their fingers?
You mean after they eat? Or?
Yeah.
I guess I've never noticed. Is it after certain foods? Pizza, I guess? Fried chicken?
I don't know. It's like everything, I guess. That's like, that was the first thing I noticed.
I told her we just want to get all the good taste that we can.
Well, anything else surprise you?
Not really. People are normal, I guess. They're not, it's not weird. It's nice.
Did you have any stereotypes about us before you came?
Not really. I was like, I'm really happy to have the High School Musical, what's it called when you...
Experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so happy I didn't think it was like that, because it's not.
So you didn't think about that.
No.
Okay, did you have any stereotypes about Americans in general?
I knew a lot of Americans before I went, so I kind of didn't have that. But other people, I thought it was going to be more fat people, which it wasn't, so that's nice.
So that was the image?
Yeah. I thought people could be more fat, but like, I never seen so many skinny people at one place.
Okay. And so has English been, I guess you grew up learning English too, didn't you?
Yeah.
And so coming here, anything about the English language that's different?
Yeah. I had a really hard time with the slang when I first came here, but it's better now, a lot better, but...
Like what words?
It's lit. Everything is lit all the time.
It's lit.
It's lit.
It must be a teenage thing.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's like, it's fun or, yeah.
So I have a problem with slang too. all right. Well, so you're, well, yeah, you're a teenager. You're going to be better than me. Any other slang that you've had to pick up on or?
It's just everyday slang, but I can't remember specific, but yeah.
So are you teaching any of the other high school kids about Norway?
Yeah, there's one kid in my math class. I'm teaching in Norwegian, so that's kind of funny.
How's he doing?
He's pretty good, but he can't roll his R's, though, so it kind of sounds weird.
It's hard for Iowans to roll their R's.
Yeah.
What do you want people to know about Norway?
People are really friendly. You just got to know them first. We're, like, really kind, and people love to travel, and people travel a lot. And our country's super pretty as well. And we have like a lot of mountains. We have like fjords and that stuff and northern lights. That's really pretty. People are really happy in Norway. People are super happy all the time.
Now, some people have been critical of this in America, or critical in general of what they see as a socialist side of the Scandinavian countries, including Norway. What do you think about that?
It's really beneficial for, like, citizens that it is that way, because basically the government paid for my exchange year. And people have, like, free hospital until they're 18. Same with dentist, and school is free. And college is a lot cheaper, too. There's, like, a lot of benefits with it, but you have to pay a lot of taxes, though.
But it seems to work in your eyes?
Yeah, it does.
It's pretty interesting. It's the healthcare in particular, are there any issues with that? Free healthcare is, I don't know, a dream for many people, but here we don't see it that way. Healthcare is very expensive. But do you think that the Norwegian model works better?
I haven't been sick here, so I don't know. But in Norway, it works pretty well. Like, I had a big surgery, and I didn't have to pay anything for it. And probably been around $20,000 if I'm going to pay for it myself. So, yeah.
But you didn't have to wait for it or anything?
No.
So it's not rationed? It's not...
No. And I stayed in the hospital for, like, a week without having to pay anything for that, too.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Frida Holman from Norway and Cecilia McLeod with Education First High School Exchange Year from Pella. What did the Norwegian people think about the election of Donald Trump?
It kind of mixed feeling. They're like, what the heck? Why are he going to be president? because they only see the bad parts of Donald Trump. They don't see everything. It's like they only see what the media are going to tell them. But like when you come over here, you kind of see the differences and you kind of hear the truth though. So it's like they don't know what's going on here. They only hear what the media is telling them.
So the Norwegian media doesn't cover him fairly, you don't think?
I don't think so.
The American media does a better job?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, Mr. Trump might disagree with you. I don't know.
Well, then I can imagine how bad it is in Norway.
It must be pretty bad over there. All right, and so when you go back home, what are you going to tell people about Pella, about Iowa, America?
Oh, that's a lot. I probably mostly going to talk about my host family and everything I like done here, like the experience itself, and how school works, how sports work, and that stuff.
Are you an athlete?
Yeah.
And so what have you participated in?
I did cross country, I did basketball, and now I'm going to try tennis.
Well, and those are all things they have in Norway, I presume, no?
No, none of them.
None of them? And not basketball?
We don't have basketball. We have something similar called handball, but it's not similar when it comes to it.
Well, that must have been tough. I mean, not growing up playing basketball and then playing basketball. That, I don't know, that takes a while to learn.
Yeah, it was kind of hard in the beginning, but now I'm decent.
Well, and tennis, and I know people in Norway run, so they don't do cross country. No.
No, especially not when it's like 85 degrees outside. So.
Well, I guess the main sport in Norway is skiing, right?
Yeah.
And so it's hard to ski Iowa, though.
Yeah, it's kind of flat.
Well, when you go back, what are you going to say is your best experience ever?
Best experience ever.
Yeah, here in Iowa.
Well, that's a hard one. Everything. You know, we have so many first time doing stuff, and I really enjoy that. And the first time I met my host parents, that was fun. The best thing in America, I would say the people. I love the people here. I love Americans.
Now, would you encourage other people in Pella and in the listening area to consider hosting a foreign exchange student?
Yes, I would say so. You know, I don't think it's just only good for the exchange student to come to America, but I also think it's funny for the host parents or like a host family to have another student in their house because you can learn about their culture as well. Because I don't think Americans travel a lot, so like having somebody from a different country in their house is kind of a good opportunity to understand like other cultures as well.
What have you learned from Frida?
I've learned that we picked a perfect student. She fits into our family 100%. We have the same personalities and everything. I've learned that she does know how to cook. In fact, she's cooking today. She's cooking Norwegian today. I've learned I cannot speak Norwegian. It never comes out right. I've learned that teenagers really are all the same, no matter where they're from. And we have had great experience, but any issues that we may have had are teenager situations. They're nothing bad. And we've learned to sit down and talk about things and, you know, work through them and stuff like that. So it's fun. And we've never had a Norwegian student before, so we've learned like how big her country is. It's a long and skinny one, so if you were to put it up in the Northeast, it would kind of go through several states. It is beautiful. We've watched some videos of the boat tours and the train tour, and they have trolls in Norway. So learned a little bit of the folklore and things like that.
Well, and what's next for you? Are you going home and in college or
I have one more year of high school. Our high school is kind of more like a college-ish. So we have 13 years instead of 12, which stinks, but it's fine. And then I'm going to the military, and hopefully I get into the medical school in New Zealand because I really want to go there.
Anything else you'd like to share today?
Well, whenever we're finding a host family and we're trying to match the student with the host families get to look at the applications and pick a student they think will fit in their house. And when we were looking at Frida's application, it was really good. But the thing that sold us on her was in her letter, she said, "And you will love me because I'm cute." So we knew she had a good personality and would fit well into our goofy family.
And she has.
She has.
Thanks to Frida Holman and Cecilia McLeod for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.